It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Dog Days of Podcasting, Mike Wills Podcast. I said it right this time. Yay! So this is day two of Dog Days of Podcasting for August 2nd, 2018. And I, once again, driving home from dropping my daughter off at volleyball camp, her last day, and last camp before school picks up again, and again, more volleyball. But, on the more personal news side, I guess, last night I was to my first public meeting as a person, or we have a deer hunt in our town, and the reason I was there as a programmer is I wanted to hear what a lot of the hunters were looking for, or what the hunters thought about an application for them to kind of check in, check out, and enter in their deer count. One thing we asked the hunters to do is report off how many bucks, how many does. I think they want fawns. I'm not exactly sure what all the, off the top of my head, I'm not even sure what all they're looking for counting. But we are trying to make that easier. Previously, they had the phone call someone. And, you know, when you start talking about phone calls, you don't know for sure someone's going to pick up. Or, you know, it just becomes kind of a mess. So we're hoping this kind of streamlines the process, not just for them, but also for us. So, you know, so public safety can kind of see what's going on and whatnot. So, wanted to get the feelings, the kind of the vibe from the hunters. There was no big, real objections to it. So that's always nice to know. So, and then of course because public meeting, local news media was there, and I made the local, TV station news. I didn't talk. They just, had me up there with all the other public, or with all the other, public employees, I guess, city employees. So that was, definitely something I had not had the opportunity to do in the last 12 years I've been there. And, you know, I'm a programmer. I sit in the back and I do what I, you know, create the stuff that needs to be created. I don't necessarily usually interact with the public to a degree. So that was definitely more of an interesting type thing. On a side note, hopefully you don't hear any clicking this time. When I did a test recording earlier, I heard a clicking sound, but it was going to definitely sound different because I'm using my Bluetooth headset this time. I'm hoping the audio is at least a little less of the road noise and a little clearer sound. I do know the quality was less than lacking necessarily in previous recordings of my Carcast. The other question I have for you guys is, especially those that do recordings for the Dog Days of Podcasting, or just in general, how do you record on your mobile device? Do you have a special microphone? Do you not? That is one thing I am trying to improve upon. Unfortunately, the easiest time for me to record is in my car. So, but, you know, thankfully everything's wireless. I can still pay 100% attention to what I'm doing while driving. And it, I guess, I don't know for sure, but it's not much different than, at least what I feel like anyway, is not much different than visiting with someone in the car, except I'm doing all the talking and only people listening are not in the car. Does that make me crazy? Anyway, talk about the weather a little bit. Well, today itself has been a much cooler day. 72 is what my truck is reporting. And mostly sunny skies. Beautiful day. Much more like a late September, early October feeling type day. Nice and dry. And then tomorrow we get back into the 90s again, I believe. Or close to 90 again tomorrow. So back to reality of the heat of the summer. So what I really want to talk about today, and I'm already 5 minutes in, so I apologize for being a little bit longer one, is talking about radar. Excuse me. So typically when you go to like the Weather Channel, Weather Underground, Telecast, most of those kind of places where you might go check out your radar, a good portion of those are, I forgot the exact term, but basically it's a combination of multiple radar sites. So really what you're seeing is what a computer algorithm determined is the juncture point of multiple radar sites in order to create a single radar image. It's good for general information, but it's not good for truly seeing, am I going to get rain? I posted on Facebook quite a while back, and I'll see if I can find both those pictures again, of IntelliCast versus RadarScope. And I'll get to RadarScope in a second. But on IntelliCast, it showed a big blob of rain, and that was it. When I went to RadarScope, it had all these little fingers sticking out. And some were a finger like 60 miles long of rain that was not showing an IntelliCast. So if you are really, truly interested in seeing rain possibility, or more so if your job depends upon it, I would highly recommend getting yourself into something more like RadarScope, which is my preferred radar, or even it's on Android. There's another one called Pykl, PYK3L, I think it is, and I'll put a link to both of these also on the website. But what they do is they do not show you rain outside of the radar radius. So like in my case, the Twin Cities is where I get my radar from, and once it's beyond their range, you no longer get radar. So if you start rain's coming, you start looking and you'll see that your radar has half of a thunderstorm. Well, the reason for that is that is much more accurate. I'll dive more into radar in the next episode, but I'll just kind of go over the basics here. So, from what I've been reading, when you view the radar in the I'll call it the tile mode, when they join multiple radar sites together, you get a less accurate picture, because one radar is going to be hitting you off at like 250 miles away at a height of, let's say, 10,000 feet, maybe more. The next radar site might be hitting you at 3,000 feet or 5,000 feet, and you're only 100 miles away. You're going to get a completely different picture, and if you have a computer algorithm building that, it's going to be missing quite a bit of that detail that could lead to being a more accurate radar system, or, be more accurate. Yeah, so if you're really interested into that, I would highly recommend RadarScope. I have a pro account because I want to see a lot more information, but they do, for $10, you buy the app forever, I guess, so far, and you can just see the plain radar feed. You have many different things you can view in there. And I'll dive into those more as I go down the road here. As I'm hitting 10 minutes. But, and then what the pro features are add on there is many other things like seeing lightning data. You can see more of the animation. So I think that by default you have 6 frames. You get the last 6 radar passes. When you upgrade to the $10 a month, you get 30 of those. So you get a much better view of the motion of the storm, where things are going, so on like that. So it's not meant to be a sales pitch, and I definitely don't get anything out of it, although I would love to get one of those radar scope stickers. But just kind of what you get on, for example, Telecast. And I did not do the comparison at the time versus any other. I just looked in Telecast versus Radarscope. But it's, you definitely see the difference. And if you start, and if you are concerned about getting rain on your event or anything, I understand $10 can be quite a bit for people with not much of a budget. But on the other hand, it's only $10. You buy it once. They have yet to say, oh, by the way, new major version, you have to buy this all again. Nope. On one platform, you buy it once and you're done. Now, if you're like me, you buy it for every platform. Well, that's more. But you don't have to be extreme. You just have it in your phone. So that is the first thing we're going to talk about with radar. I will talk a little bit about some of the products potentially tomorrow here. Or definitely in the upcoming Dog Days of podcasting feed. I will definitely be talking more about it then. And I guess we're at 12 minutes now, so it's probably time to wrap this up. And I will talk to you all tomorrow. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro It's Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.